I think all of us willed the pandemic to be over. You know, if you look around the globe, the BA.2 variant of Omicron is going up dramatically. It's about 75% of the world cases. It's about 25% of cases here in the United States, and on a rapid rise. In countries that have a high incidence of vaccines, for example, New Zealand has record case numbers of BA.2, but almost no hospitalizations. Hong Kong has record cases, and 1 in 20 are dying from the virus because people over 60% of them are not vaccinated in Hong Kong. So you're getting very different results depending on the vaccination rate of the individual country. I think in the United States, we have about 65% of people vaccinated, and then we have some immunity for people who've been exposed who weren't vaccinated. So my gut is we're going to do okay with the BA.2 variant.
Well, tell us more about BA.2. How does it compare with what we had here just a few months ago?
So BA.2 is a different variant of Omicron, and it is radically different. It's as different as from Delta to Omicron, from BA.1 to BA.2. It is remarkably infectious, probably more infectious than BA.1, the original Omicron. And we think it has about a similar illness rate. The problem is if you have no vaccine and you had some immunity to BA.1, you're not going to have that much immunity to BA.2. So I really am pushing people, get vaccinated if you haven't to. Please, we have to prevent what's happening in Hong Kong from happening here in the United States. The more people are vaccinated, the better we're going to do. Our hospitals won't be full, and we'll be able to care for people with other medical issues in the country.
How could the cases growing overseas impact the discussion here about another booster shot for people?
Well, the data from Israel, you know, which came out recently, show that a fourth booster shot, in particular in people over the age of 65, had a real benefit. It increased immunity at no real cost. There wasn't significant side effects. And what it does was, you know, enable them to fight the new variants better. You know, these vaccines are amazing in that they definitely block hospitalization and serious illness. What they don't do is block the ability to transmit the virus. And that's the problem, is they work really well on lower respiratory, which is what hospitalizes you, but on upper respiratory, they weren't as good, and so it's still contagious. So we have to be aware of both of those things. But we do have the Pfizer pill as a backdrop. So if someone does have significant medical issues and does test positive, we can treat them, and that will also help block hospitalization.